Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP Podcast. And we are at the border. Honey, look, it's the border right there.
It's the border.
We're driving on Interstate 8 from Houston to Los Angeles in 24 hours. No rest stop. I mean, we stop to rest, but, you know, we're not staying overnight. And we are now by the border. And what do we not see? We don't see illegal aliens. Do you see illegal aliens? Do you see herds of foreigners climbing that wall over there? I don't either. It's right there. There it is. You can literally throw a rock and hit Mexico. And I encourage it. Because screw Mexico. Right?
Yeah.
You know? Other than burritos and Dos Equis, man, I've about had it with them. You know what I'm saying? Tortilla chips are okay. Guacamole. All right. There's a lot of good food.
Yeah, beer.
There's good beer, food and beer. Tequilas. I don't drink tequila.
So.
I'm not doing hard liquor. That's not my thing. But man, this car is going fast. Anyway.
All right.
So we are, but yeah,
I was surprised you started doing this.
I just decided I would knock it out because we've been in the car for 22 hours, maybe 22 hours.
This was not important. This is your down. Just so you know.
Well, it has happened. Well, it's happened.
It's happened.
This is real, baby.
It's happening.
It's getting real. This is real talk.
This is in real life.
And we got Barky and Bitey are here. They're in the car too. But yeah, we're driving across the country. There's the border thing. And this is, why am I pointing this out other than it's vaguely interesting? Now we've seen a few Border Patrol cars. We've seen a helicopter. Saw Black Hawk land. Kicked up a lot of dust. I'm not sure exactly what it was doing. It was out, landed out in the desert. Maybe it was dropping people in or something.
It's kind of interesting. Not something you see every day.
Not something you see every day, except down by the border, apparently. Look, the border is fixed. Remember when they told us, we can't fix the border till we have comprehensive immigration reform, which means we have to have 30 million third world peasants come here and become Democrat voters. And Trump's like, no, you just don't get to come in. And we're going to throw your ass out if you do, which I think is great. By the way, I love how the judge said, Maryland man, your ass is going to Uganda. Yeah, there's an immigration judge. He goes, nah, you're not getting there. You're not getting asylum. You're not getting asylum. No, you're gone. DOJ, Department of Homeland Security is like, oh, yeah, he's going away. Cry, Uganda. Maybe Eswatini.
They speak English, so
well,
we should be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Well, he's like, well, I can't go to El Salvador because a different gang than I belong to may want to kill me because I helped kill one of their mothers. So you can't send me there. Fine, I'll send you to freaking Uganda.
Is that what happened?
That's it. That's it. That was his thing. Oh, well, they're after me. Why are they after you? Because I'm in a different gang. Okay, and Democrats are like, he's a Maryland man. Why are you tearing apart families? Have you noticed that they still see him on Twitter a little bit. Yesterday, her family was in a park, and masked agents from ICE came and arrested the mother and father. Can you believe it? And I'm like, good. What about their children? I don't care. It's not my problem. Take it with you to your shitty third world country.
I want to separate families.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a bad thing. I don't know what is going on up here, but this thing's very troubling. No, but it's like, well, you know, if you're an American and you violate the law and you get arrested, you're separated from your families too. I guess we can only do that to Americans. And, you know, back to the two-tier justice system. If you're a scumbag illegal alien, you're special. If you're a normal American, you're not. Oh, if you're a conservative and you're in the Washington, D.C. area and you have insurrection or something, Oh, they throw a book at you. The guy, and it's a guy, though he's now pretending to be a tranny, who went to kill Brett Kavanaugh and bought, like, tools and weapons and actually flew across the country to do it. Department of Justice said, yeah, he should get 30 years. That was their recommendation. Judge says eight. 8 years. 8 years. Of course, it's a Biden judge. And of course, he was going to murder a Supreme Court judge who was going to vote against Roe versus Wade. Do you think there is any chance in hell, if it had been a right-wing associated guy trying to murder a Supreme Court justice? And I don't mean just like sending a crazy letter. This is a guy who bought equipment, it came across the country, and only like nearly completed, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he'd get 8 years? Would you like to buy a bridge?
No.
No, I mean, it's, holy fuck. And now you're wondering, kid.
January 6th. How many years did they want to put up?
Oh, they are seditious conspiracy for 25 years.
It's just insane.
Yeah, it's, and then she's just saying out the message, it's okay to murder conservatives. That's what she's saying. It's, of course, it's a female, and she looks exactly like you'd expect her. She looks like somebody who wants to change the Cracker Barrel logo. All right. Who thinks that's a great, great power move? No. And she, now, of course, like 2 weeks ago, this dude was like, I'm now named Sylvia. And the judge's thing is like, well, you know, thanks to Trump's, executive order about transsexual prisoners, she's in grave danger. You know, it's like, fuck off. I guess it's the tranny card.
Yeah.
Hi, I have an Audi vag. That's a penis to you and me. An Audi vag. Audi vag.
Hella?
Audi vag. Yes. That's my new one. I have a vag. It's just an Audi. This is so fucking gross. I'm just disgusted by these people.
8 years.
8 years. No, what they're saying is, it's okay to murder you. That's the and she knew what the message was. She did this on purpose. I'll show them. Because he voted against Roe versus Wade, it's okay if he gets killed. And I hope that, you know, frankly, Kavanaugh's been a little frickin' soft. Because I like Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
Because he spent 30 years avenging that shit.
Yeah.
The high-tech lynching. He spent 30 years making them bitches pay. And Kavanaugh's like, well, you know, I'd like to find the, I want to work together for a better much. Stop it! Make them pay.
So what can be done about this?
You can, the Department of Justice can appeal the sentence. I'm not sure what the exact standards are. There are guidelines, for sentencing. And if you depart enough from them without a good reason, that becomes a problem. Might be sent back for resentencing. The fact that she was, obsessing about the newfound tranniness with the Audi vag, that could be a problem. But here's the thing, it goes up to the Supreme Court. I guess Kavanaugh's got to recuse himself.
Oh.
Yeah. So I would think it'll go to the DC Court of Appeals. They'll say, no, it's fine. We have to defer to the trial court. And it is a highly deferential, I don't know if the standard's abuse of discretion or what the exact standard is. It's a very high standard. The federal judge, you know, is presumed correct, and it is hard for the state to get a higher sentence. It has happened. It can happen, but it's not I mean, it's a difficult thing. But what's going to happen is the Court of Appeal in D.C. is going to go, no, she didn't abuse her discretion. So it goes to the Supreme Court. And you're going to have, it's going to be interesting. Because Kavanaugh, I think, has got to recuse himself. Do the rest of them have to recuse themselves? Because this asshole was threatening other judges, too. He had a list. Kavanaugh was just number one. He was supposed to go off the air, so...
Wait, does he have to recuse himself?
I've
seen instances of people done stuff down.
No, I have too. And the fact that the standard, and we need to go to talk about the Portland judge. The standard is not an objective one, or is an objective one, in the sense that the test is not, judge, do you believe you can be fair? That's not the test. The test is, objectively, would a normal person look at this and think the judge was an obvious bias issue?
Right.
And I think I'd be on question. Kavanaugh has a bias issue. This guy wanted to kill Kavanaugh. And I would probably think that the other Supreme Court judges that he wanted to murder probably also do, too.
Right, so they all recuse themselves?
Three of them, and that'd be three conservatives.
Yeah, so then the rest is liberal, which means...
Well, no, the rest are not liberal. Three more are arguably conservative. Three are arguably liberal. But if it's a tie... It does not, you don't overturn the case below. You have to have a majority to overturn the case.
Right. So he still ends up with 8 years.
Oh, I think he's going to end up with 8 years. Yes.
That was my...
Yes.
Sorry.
No. I mean, honey, these are great questions. And I'm just telling you, it's not going to be successful, in my opinion.
Wow.
Then now... Interestingly, there was Trump's calling out the National Guard to support defending the buildings of Portland, right? And there's a representative up there who's very much against it. She was at the press conference. It's illegal. Trump's a king. Blah, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
They assign it to a judge who happens to be her husband.
Oh.
Yeah. And the Department of Justice filed what's called a suggestion of disqualification. Which is a nice way of saying, well, Your Honor, you probably ought to disqualify yourself. Because, again, the standard's not, well, I can be fair. The standard's is, would an objective person from the outside believe that you probably have a bias or an appearance of bias?
The answer's obvious. Yes. I mean,
yes. And there are all these stupid fucking people out there going, "What? Clarence Thomas's wife says things." Okay, retard. Little different from a person, exercising her First Amendment rights, who has a political opinion. You're allowed to. That doesn't disqualify. That can't reasonably disqualify. The fact that I could not be disqualified as a judge because you had a political opinion different on the issue presented in the case. That's not enough. But this is a legislator. This is a congresswoman who has made this a case where she's taking an active role in it. And he said, well, you know, I don't think I really have to disqualify myself because obviously I'm not going to be biased. But, you know, these are very important issues and I don't want this to get in the way of, you know, resolving these very important constitutional issues. Okay, right result, bad reasoning. You don't recuse yourself because, you know, these are important constitutional issues and I don't want to confuse law. No. It's because what he should have said is, you know, it wouldn't need to, but I think you should say it simply because people might not understand the nuance. What he should say is, hey, you know, the court is confident that it could perform you know, in an unbiased and fair manner. However, under the objective test, you know, my spouse is a Democrat legislator who is opined on the issue and is active on this particular issue. Therefore, it is objectively, this is somebody objectively could say appearance of bias. And for that case, and for that reason, I'll recuse. Although I know I'm not biased. It's okay. All right. That would have been it. And say so he's like, well, you know, I don't think I need to, but I just don't want to confuse the issue. Okay. Confuse the issue is not the stand. And obviously, this is I just hate these Democrat judges. A lot of what, and the thing is, you guys are like, you non-lawyers are like, this sounds so weird. I don't understand. Why are they doing this? And it's like, you're right. It's fucking crazy. It's complete bullshit. These judges are not, this is not how law normally is. And I keep trying to tell people and explain to them, you know, that their gut instinct is correct. They're like, well, this can't be right. Correct. It's not. I mean, I bet judges do dumb things and fail to do things they should have stupid rulings. But most of it's within the bounds of reason. A lot of this stuff's just fucking insane. I mean, it's insanely stupid. You know? Like this judge up in, and it took senior status, right? So they have judges who, they retire from full-time stuff, but they come on to do cases.
Yeah.
All right. He's 85. He was appointed by Reagan. So they're all like, he's a Reagan judge. Okay. Two Democrat senators in Massachusetts. There's something called the blue slip. You don't get to put a judge in unless both the senators agree with it. That's just how it works. So when, and they often make deals. Okay. I'll give you two judges. You give me four. All right. So,
well, he's a Reagan judge. So therefore he's a Republican.
Okay. No, this guy's talking about, one of the fucking scumbag Palestinians. Saying, well, you can't deport him because of his free speech rights, where the law is very clear that you can throw people out who are, you know, a danger to the country, undermine that country and all that sort of shit. And he writes 161 pages and, like, has, like, goes off on, like, tangents, starts talking about Donald Trump and how he's, like, a king.
Oh,
it's the gayest. I mean, it's just fucking horrible. That's the only word I can say. It's just like, stop being gay. Not like homosexual, but like lame and weird. The way we used to say it in the 80s.
Gay.
Now I gotta find a chance to use the word retard. Which, actually, I think I found it.
No, it's just, you just look at this shit and you're like, okay, what do you think you're doing here?
And it's the Iowa Hawkish. Remember Iowa Hawk's amazing tweet where it's like, leftists, identify respected institutions, infiltrate it, kill it, gut it, and wear its skin like a skin suit and demand respect. So these guys, they're like, he's a Reagan judge. Oh, so I'm supposed to give him respect? He's a fucking tard. There. See?
There you go. Oh, my God. Good job.
I know, right?
Proudy.
And it's like, well, what are you doing? It's all these institutions like, well, you know, the vaccine committee, you know, is resigning in protest over what Robert Kennedy's doing. And it's like, why am I supposed to respect them? And yes, I know RFK's a sociopath. Okay. I know. All right, that's your new fester. By the way, did I tell you what? Speaking of sociopaths, did I tell you one of our friends is like a Twitter DM friend of Elizabeth Holmes?
No.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you more about that. Yeah. Apparently, somehow she could tweet from federal prison.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where the hell that's going for her.
That's wild.
Yeah. RFK, sociopath. But this is what I mean about the institutions. And then last week when Pete Hegseth fat shamed the generals.
Yeah.
Which, of course, like all guys who are like actual soldiers, I loved it. Did you see all the liberals go, "How dare you insult the generals?" Skin suit. Tell you what, I'll make a deal. I won't insult any general who's unequivocally won a major war in the last 35 years.
I think that's a good.
That fair?
Yeah.
Fair?
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're a general that Sir Mix-a-Lot's singing about, you know, Admiral got back. I like big generals, cannot lie. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Do you have more?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got plenty more.
All right.
I got more. Man, I could go all, I'm long and strong and down to get the friction on.
All right. Come on. It's been 22 minutes so far.
Okay. But anyway, we got, so Pete Hegseth's doing it. And again, skin suit. The generals are like, "Well, I'm a general. I should be respected." Everybody's like, "Nah, you're a dick. Nah, we're presuming you suck. We remember Afghanistan, butt munch. Okay, we, and the thing is, they had the long march through the institutions. You know, all the Frankfurt School shit.
Yes,
they marched through institutions. They took them over, and then they started using them for their own purposes. And now they're like, and for a while they got the advantage of like the default respect, and now it's like totally gone. And I read about this in Town Hall Monday, but I wanted to mention it. Do you think that academia should have learned its lesson by now? Do you think it should have?
It should.
It should. Do you think it has?
No.
Okay. So Harvard hired a new professor.
Of course.
And the professor is a Southeast Asian. I think it's like from India or Pakistan or something. Okay, nothing wrong with that there. That's perfectly good. Who's Vance's parents were both UCSD professors.
Right.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that. It's a tranny.
Ouch.
And tranny has a name. Lahore, with a W, not like the sit down in Pakistan.
Oh.
Lahore, Vajistan.
You're kidding.
Lahore, Vajistan is the new professor at Harvard.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure what class. Well, it's a he. He's got a an Audi badge, a stamp. I don't know what class is he. I have a very good joke about that in the town hall column. But yeah, so you're like, we're skin suit. I mean, academia is like, you know, Donald Trump's destroying academia. You know, we're gonna be no more cancer researchers. We have no money to end poverty and disease and everything. But we found money to hire Lahore Vajistan to come and teach our students. See, the thing is, you know, you look at Harvard or the other ones, and you see pictures of the students, and they're a bunch of freaking dumpy misfits, right? You look at them? Okay, then you look at... And we were out talking to people this week. Everybody's going to the South. They're going to like the SEC schools, which is a football thing of some sort. So you got all these like healthy, happy, you know, normal people down in the South.
Yeah.
And they're all like enjoying life at it used to be like second tier schools. And it's only a matter of time before people go, you know, I'm probably going to go find my next scientist at the University of Alabama rather than, you know, in the seminar with Lahore Vajistan. Not to say there aren't commies at these schools. There are, but, you know, the red states aren't putting up with that shit the way they used to.
Because it used to be, I remember when I went to University of Tennessee, I had a lot of fun. I went to football games, and I had sex with sorority girls, and it was great. And it was wonderful. I love it. Yay, go, whoever the Tennessee people are. And they didn't realize it had turned into a pit of commie nightmare shit. So now it's like, I'm going to clean up my old school. We're going to get back to basics. Like attractive people drinking. Of going to football games.
Okay.
So, what else is in the news?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm almost done. All right. Well, we're near El Centro. We are away from the border. We have veered away. And, I like it. You don't have illegal aliens running across the fucking freeway anymore. No, that shit's happened. I went to school down here, man. I remember I was out running by UC San Diego and this fucking 4 illegal aliens come running out of the bushes and then this truck bursts out of the bushes following. Huh? I can't stop swearing so much. They're just going to put a warning on it. Anyway. So, say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, Gracie.
All right, read my columns Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Follow me at Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. American Apocalypse is the latest book, and then Arena and I's book.
Los Angeles,
Silver Bullets on a Sunset Strip. I know what it is. I was like, oh, I paused to take a breath. She's going to freaking jump in like I forgot.
Oh, wow.
And thank you for being VIP members. You guys both rock and roll. So we'll talk to you again soon. Adios. Bye.